husband right now is in an ICU unit. And I looked at him the other day in the bed, and I just want to say how everybody was taking care of him, trying to do the best for him. And then I looked at the cross, and nobody was doing anything for Jesus. They were trying to put him to death. So even that, I saw a blessing. I know when it's time, the Lord will call him home.
The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
So the question is, how has your Lent been going so far? Have you been able to stick to your Lenten sacrifices? According to our next guest, sometimes our spiritual plans about sacrifices in Lent can change dramatically because the Lord has a different plan for our lives and a different trial. Joining us live this morning is Catholic journalist and speaker Kate Wicker, Morning Air regular contributor, to talk about when you don't have to choose your Lenten sacrifices. Kate is a wife, a mom of five kids, a bibliophile, a marathon runner, eating disorder survivor, and a perfectionist in recovery, as she likes to say. Kate, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you once again here in the final days of Lent.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So, Kate, how have your Lenten sacrifices been going so far this Lent?
Well, as far as my Lenten plans, it's probably been the worst Lent ever.
Wow.
I mean, I just haven't really done very well with what I had planned in my spiritual resolutions. But it's been a lesson, and sometimes it's not the choosing of the sacrifices, but the accepting of what God gives us. I've had a lot. I've had some minor health issues of my own. My dad had some heart stuff going on. I suffered during Lent years ago, some hamstring issues, and I just found out I have a partial tear of my hamstring again, and so I haven't been able to run, so I had to give that up unwillingly. And, you know, I think I always learn when I have to give something up that I was in control of. For instance, my running schedule and my mileage and things like that, that this whole life, this whole lesson is about relinquishing control and trusting in God. And sometimes he gives us the exact lessons we need when we think we needed something else. And he knows exactly where to find us and what we need to grow closer to him.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad's heart issues as well as your tear. That you know, a tear when you are a marathon runner in your hammy can be a really tough reality to accept.
Yeah, and it's the other thing that's kind of ironic about it is because of where it is. There's edema or swelling around my sciatic nerve, so sitting is very painful. And all the moms out there of older children will know that so much of our life is carpooling and driving around. So, like, when I'm doing my mom thing, and driving in particular is painful because of the 90-degree angle and flexing the foot with the gas pedal, I have to offer up my pain. And so, you know, it's become pretty chronic. But I think it's a beautiful thing to unite our suffering with Christ and for others like my dad or for others that we're worried about too, to kind of offer whatever we're struggling up in honor of them and hope, you know, that they feel better and that sort of thing.
Well, let your heart not be troubled. We still have a few more days left here in this Lenten season. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to really unite our sufferings with those of our Lord. And I know it's much easier said than actually done.
Yes. Well, and I also think the Catholic Church is such a beautiful thing because we've got these 40 days of Lent, which are wonderful and meaningful. And then the Triduum, starting, you know, with Holy Thursday, it always reminds me that God is a God of second chances, because no matter how, you know, how much you stumbled through Lent, whether you gave into temptations or you know, didn't have to choose your Lenten sacrifice. Wherever you find yourself at, the Triduum is a beautiful 3 days that really kind of remind us that there's always hope, that there's horrible thing happens on Good Friday, the worst thing that we could imagine, God dies, and then we have the resurrection. And so to meditate on those things and the pain and suffering of Christ, where we know the happy ending, is sort of a beautiful thing.
You know, Kate, life is full of crosses, but God knows exactly what we need to get us to heaven, basically. And so our individual cross is different. Your cross with your torn hamstring is different than my cross. You know, as you were talking about your torn hamstring, I was remembering, you know, a number of years ago, I was suffering from serious osteoarthritis from many years of running and playing baseball as a young guy. And it got to the point where I had to have surgery, and I actually had a double hip replacements a few years back. And, you know, there was a lot of pain involved, but I remember just, you know, trying to unite those sufferings with our Lord, and it really did give it meaning. So the lesson is that we all have our crosses, and every one of our crosses is different. The Lord knows exactly the size and how large and what type of a cross he's going to send us.
No, and I always, one of my sort of favorite things to preach, if you will, is that, yes, we all have unique crosses, and we shouldn't compare. Don't compare your cross to others, or don't compare someone else's cross. Because my dad used to laugh, as someone who doesn't love to exercise, when I would be sidelined, he gets sick of people telling him to get up and exercise. So, you know, what is a cross to me isn't as much of a cross to someone else. And, you know, I think we need to just learn to be the Simons and the Veronicas and help people along their journey as they're trying to carry this cross, help them with the burden, help, you know, wash their face. And I mean, figuratively, like Veronica, and do all of these things to help others, and to recognize that we aren't only here to learn how to carry our own crosses with grace, but we're here to help lighten the load in any way we can. And my husband has just been so amazing through, you know, he never minimizes my pain. I had to see a neurologist because of some migraines, and I tend to be one of those people that's like, oh, is it just in my head? Well, in this case, it is in my head because it's a migraine. But, you know, like, I try and push through and think I'm a wimp. And he just is so kind about reminding me that, you know, he's there to take care of me. Like, one day he took my son to school, and I said, I'm so sorry, because I usually do that. And he said, what? I got to take my son to school. Stop. It's fine. Like, I want to help you. And so I think it gives us an opportunity, especially if anyone, listeners, are control freaks like I am, to kind of let others help you and take care of you. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love your thought of being the Simons of Cyrenes and the Veronicas, you know, that we meditate on, especially during the Passion of our Lord. You know, we all have our crosses, but we can help others and encourage others who may be having theirs as well. How can we accept the crosses that the Lord sends our way?
You know, that's the big question, because we all want to do it. And I think some days we are good at it, and then other days it's really a struggle. I know I've talked to women, for instance, who suffer from infertility, and at one moment they've made peace with it. They believe this is God's plan. They're thinking of adopting. And then the next day they get invited to a baby shower and they're in tears. So I think it's an up and down journey, and that God doesn't expect us, especially these lifelong crosses he gives us, he doesn't expect us just to be like, ah, this is great. I mean, think about Jesus crying out in the garden, you know, take this away from me. And he fell while he was carrying his cross. So we don't have to do this perfectly, but we just have to rise up again and just, you know, keep our eyes on the goal, that there is a loving God who knows better than we do, and that this is going to help us or help someone else in some small way, inspire them. I remember a mom telling me when she lost her 3-month-old baby, and she had like a prayer chain, like a year later, someone emailed her and said that they had somehow gotten added onto the prayer chain, even though they were an atheist, but witnessing the love that this family had and the acceptance, just how beautiful they handled this tragic event, made them start exploring the church. So, you know, that was kind of a like, wow, like my baby that died was already a martyr for the faith, you know, bringing someone into the faith. So I think sometimes we can't even see what the benefits are, or what the blessings are of our cross. So we just have to sort of if we stumble and fall, we just have to pick up and keep going.
The one thing we know for sure is that, and this is the Catholic teaching, that there is value, there is a redemptive value in suffering. So it doesn't have to be meaningless if we unite our sufferings to those of our Lord. Jean wants to get into the conversation this morning. She's joining us from Williamstown, New Jersey. Good morning, Jean. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Kate Wicker.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment and say my husband right now is in an ICU unit, okay? And he has a lot going on. And I looked at him the other day in the bed, and I just want to say how everybody was taking care of him, trying to do the best for him. And then I looked at the cross, and nobody was doing anything for Jesus. They were trying to put him to death. So even that, I saw a blessing. I know when it's time, the Lord will call him home. And I just put all my faith in God. I mean, my Lent has changed. I'm not doing anything that I thought I was going to be doing. But yeah, the Lord gauges everything for you. And I just put my trust in him.
Yep, it sounds like you did not choose your Lent either. It kind of chose you.
Jean, what is your husband's name?
His name is Jim.
Let's say a Hail Mary right now for Jim. In the name of the Father,
Mary,
Son, Holy Spirit,
Holy
amen.
Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the grace, Lord is,
the
with,
Lord
thee.
Is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Our prayers are with you, Jean, and your husband.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you,
God
too.
Bless.
Final thoughts, Kate, here as we approach Holy Week. You know, you're a marathon runner and can't help to think the old adage is not where you start, but where you finish. So how can we finish strong these final days of Lent?
Yeah, so I think that we just need to not fall into despair and think, oh gosh, this Lent, I ruined it. I might as well just not worry about it. Or, you know, there's this kind of all or nothing approach we can sometimes have towards our spiritual life. And just whatever your resolutions are, whether you've done great or, you know, even if you've done something like, I know, give up sweets, but then you kind of think, well, why did I give up sweets? Was this to like, so I would lose some weight before swimsuit season? Or like, did I really unite myself? Was this really the purpose to grow closer to Christ? So just sort of think. And then I think next week to spend a lot of time just in prayer. I think it's a, you know, if you can maybe in your car not listen other than relevant radio, keep some silence in your life. And just really unite yourself to Jesus's passion and spend that time in that quiet, and he'll find you. It doesn't matter how far you've fallen or how bad you think this Lent has been or what tragic circumstances you're facing. He's there to comfort you and to be with you.
Well, Kate, you are definitely part of the Relevant Radio family. We will keep you and your hamstring in our prayers, along with your dad's heart situation.
Yes, my dad, definitely.
For sure. So, as always, thank you so much for sharing and for your insights, your mom insights that you always bring to the table. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. God bless.
You can find author, speaker, and mom, Kate Wicker, at katewicker.com. Also on Instagram, at Kate Wicker. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.